So it may be back to work for the world. It is Monday after all, but it's back to the future for the Bryant Park blog. Our web editor, Laura Conaway, is in studio to tell us what is coming up this week. Laura, what's
going
on?
We got lots of stuff coming up this week. Including the music.
There you go. Okay, so tell us. What do you got?
Well, I'd like to check in on this Twitter.com thing we're doing because we have actually a big news event coming up with Super Tuesday.
Yes, I've heard of this.
Yes, I've heard of this too. It seems to have something to do with the presidential election. And we're tweeting.
Investigative journalists here at the Bryant Park Project.
We're getting deep. We have a Twitter feed, twitter.com/BPP. I can't really explain it. It's sort of like a conversation. It's free. Check it out. It's easy and free.
It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle choice. It really is. So far, we have about 271 people who are following our feed, which is kind of cool.
More every day.
Every time I come in, there are three or four new ones just coming in all the time. And there's some cool little corners that are developing. People who follow us are beginning to follow each other, and we're also following other people. One of the people that I'm picking up on right now is this woman, Jenny Holzer, who's a performance artist.
Is it the Jenny Holzer?
You know, that's a really good question.
Or is it just someone who wants to be Jenny Holzer?
Well, that's the great thing about Twitter.
Are you Jenny Holzer out there? I need to know.
Hey, look, last night as I lay in my bed listening to the mobs of Giants fans pour down my Brooklyn street, I resolved to try to find out whether it is the true Jenny Holzer. Because right now, you can go and you can look at it. Twitter.com/Jenny Holzer. That's JennyHolzer. I'll blog it later. She's an artist who works in truisms. They're just these tiny little sayings. And usually she blows them up great big and projects them onto the side of a building.
Yeah, I think it's the Walker Art Museum in Minneapolis. There's all these stone-carved benches with Jenny Holzer sayings all over. It's cool.
And it turns out that they're a perfect fit for this new medium of Twitter. And I pulled a few, and we should check them out. Allison, you want to take one?
Sure. Fear is the greatest incapacitator.
I experienced that the first time I tried to do the newscast.
Next one, boredom makes you do crazy things. Boy, do I know the truth of that.
And how about this for your Monday? Labor is a life-destroying activity.
What?
Well, the cool things about it is they're often just giant projections on walls or buildings. Sometimes they're LED lights. Sometimes they look like the ticker around Times Square. I think Jenny Holzer is amazing. So this is the real Jenny Holzer.
So we're going to find out.
We've arrived.
Yeah. Jenny Holzer, if you're listening and it's really you, check in. If it's not and you're the person who's pulling out these truisms, let us know because I'm curious. Anyway, I'd like for people to go ahead and hit this twitter.com/BPP thing if you haven't, because we're going to try to tweet the election. And if you follow each other and we follow you, then we can really get a good bit of cabling going on. I think Virginia Heffernan calls it cablease for Super Tuesday, and you can get your results right there.
That sounds great.
With comments from your friends. We also have a best song in the world today. I'm going to be having a conversation later on today with this guy who's an Episcopal priest in New Orleans at this church called St. Anna's. They work with musicians in particular, and I asked him if he would sort of put his noggin to his best song in the world today and what it means to him. So I'm going to have that conversation, and he's going to get us ready for Mardi Gras.
Love it.
Anybody who wants to send Mardi Gras pics, we're all open for that.
Yep. Clean, please.
Okay.
Yep.
Jill Homer is coming in.
Jill Homer. We love her.
She's the lady of the thighs. She's a snow cyclist in Alaska. She's training to ride 350 miles in the human-powered Iditarod. It starts on February 24th. Now, I don't know about you, but if I were training to do that kind of race on February 24th, I would not do what she has just done, which is to change apartments.
Really?
How stressful. Moving is one of the most stressful things you can do.
Yeah.
Next to training for a human Iditarod, I can imagine.
Which her boyfriend's also running. I don't know how they pulled it off. But she checks in with a little love letter to her bike, which is a monster bike called the Pugsley. It's literally fat.
Huh.
We got some pictures of it. If you've got any kind of gear lust for bikes at all, you'll love this thing.
And I have a present for you. I was cleaning my basement this weekend, and I found something from 1992 election. It was sort of my first real hard news stories I had to go cover in New Hampshire.
Okay.
Look at the cover of this from this date. What does this say?
Oh, I get to read this. My 12-year affair with Bill Clinton.
Woo-hoo!
Woo! Plus the secret love tapes that prove it. Mistress tells all. We were lovers from 1977 to 1989.
It
Governor
is the
Clinton.
Star Magazine from
Jennifer Flowers.
February 4th, 1992. I found it in my basement.
Living
this
history.
This was the biggest political story of the week 16 years
back
ago.
Back when a star, we pointed out, cost less than a dollar.
The star was 95 cents. So maybe we can put this up on the blog. I think it's hilarious.
Oh, that's fun. That's fabulous. Yeah, that's truly political history in the making right there.
NPR.org/Bryant Park. Hey, thanks, Laura.
Thanks for having me.